Hello, Invasion. This happened to me last week, and I'm wondering if I'm the jerk. I approached a four-way stop sign with two other cars. The car that arrived first was heading north. All right?
Sure.
The car that arrived second was heading west.
Okay.
I arrived third, and I was heading south. So the order should have been, of course, north, west, south. I waited for the first car, north, to start to go. And then I also went so that the north car and I were both crossing through the intersection at the same time.
Ah, so we have an intelligent human emailing.
Yeah, that way.
Good.
West car gave me the finger.
Ah,
but
yes.
I don't think I'm in the wrong because didn't make the west car wait any longer than he would have.
Correct.
Had I sat there and waited for him to go.
You actually sped up the process and you helped the world operate in a more efficient way. So thank you. The guy who flipped you off is a jerk.
Now, is there a legality on, because he gave us directions and I feel like there is a legal right of way and it's not who got here first. It's like, I can't remember what it is. I didn't do good on driving tests. It's like, do you know this, Baldy? You feel like you would be really good at this.
Not sure what you mean by that, but I've looked it up.
There is a right-of-way law.
Yes, always yield to the right at a four-way stop.
So whoever's on the right.
So I think technically to the right of the west driver would be the south driver. But I think efficiency-wise, that's the move, is to go when the two straightaways
are going.
Especially
if they're not turning, they're going straight,
right,
and you're going straight.
Yeah, if they're going straight and you see that, they have to wait for that car to move, so you might as well go at the same time.
Exactly.
It's the same as if you're ever stuck at a light and you've got somebody who's turning a certain way and you're going the opposite way. If they're going across the intersection, they're a shield for you so you can go. So pay attention and operate. I want to applaud this person.
Do it.
Thank them.
Applaud them.
There you go. That was a weird applause.
Yeah, I'm
it's
always
not the weirdest one you've done today.
No, it's not.
That's fair.
I'm if they're going straight, and even if I was the last one there, and yeah, I would go and speed up the process myself.
Like,
yeah,
why would doing? And why would you flip someone off at a foot? Hey, you have to wait too, idiot.
God, I don't think you should worry about flipping someone. I've seen you double bird more people.
The TV. You see me double bird the TV.
And a refrigerator.
Okay, without.
It's only an animate object.
I wasn't flipping off the refrigerator. I was flipping off my imagination, essentially.
All right.
You know what I wish? I wish that we had the ability.
That we could see your imagination.
No. I don't wish that. I wish that we could turn our arms into the T2 1000 thing. And when you're driving by that guy, you slice off his middle finger. All right. That's what I wish.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
That's my Christmas wish.
We all have our Christmas wishes.
Now that you told us, it's not coming true.
I don't think it's going to happen anyway.
You don't know.
God, it'd be awesome to have a liquid metal arm. All right. We got to continue. I'm going to lose myself here.
All right. Here we go. My flight from the West Coast arrived at DFW Airport around 11:30 p.m. There had been a connecting flight. Long day of travel. Luggage was delayed. By the time the late baggage carousel started, it was around 1 a.m.
Whoa.
There was only one other traveler and me waiting there for our bags. He was a father of short stature with a wife who looked exhausted and five kids under the age of 10 in tow. He waited at the conveyor opening with his family spread along the rail of a sloped carousel like fishermen standing on a dock. When my bag dropped, I asked if he could ask his kids to back up to make room for my retrieval. He shouted that his kids could stay where they were, that they were here first. I was stunned. I may have muttered a-hole to register my frustration. Ooh. And I saw he clenched his fists as I repositioned myself
fight at 1 a.m.
15, 20 feet downstream along the carousel. Was his reaction out of bounds or was I at fault for even asking for a courtesy, one, or two, expecting some parental crowd control, muttering the curse under my breath?
You probably shouldn't let your kids play on the luggage carousel.
This is me with no kids. And I will put an asterisk on this. You got to have a little parental scene control. I get it. You're exhausted. I am too. We're in the same boat here. But you do have five kids. And you're probably beating the high holy hell. But if I want to get my bag, my kids were here first. Well, then have them get my damn bag.
Oh, what you do is you just reach over and elbow one in the face. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Right, knock them over onto the carousel as they're going around, and then you want to fight.
And then you look at that parent, they look at you and you go, hey, I'll parent your kid if you want me to.
And it is 1 a.m. in an airport. They're the only two groups in here. And I feel like you might have saved yourself 10 seconds if you had gotten into the five kids. They're all under 10. They're small. They're taking up a small amount of space. Just maybe like...
Oh, just wait for the bag to go and then go get it?
Yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Get your kids under control.
Well, they've been trying to get those kids under control on a plane however many hours.
Not
I understand.
My fault.
It's not your fault. But to just say, get your kids under control, like, we've been doing that for 9 hours. This is what we have left. This is my best at this point.
Well, then when
and
I
if
smack
it costs
one of those
you,
kids,
yeah. then you're going to jail.
Am I going to jail?
If you smack one of my children,
not if you're reaching for your bag.
You might end up beating my ass.
It's not gonna
going
be
to
a,
jail.
It's not going to be a big smack.
It doesn't matter, dude.
Watch my nuts
and my
I
kids.
I think the easiest thing to do here, because it's a baggage carousel, just stand
a little further.
Like, if I saw a family of seven right by the thing, I would stand on the total opposite end of the baggage carousel and just wait for my bag
right.
to come around to me.
Like, you don't have
I
someone
have
to be
anywhere
near
those
You don't look at their situation at all and be like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, no, it truly sucks.
And maybe I'll let them
that.
Do their thing and stay out of their way, because those two parents
even,
look like they want to jump off the top of the airport right now.
I'd be like, my bag, if I stand 50 feet away so I don't even have to get near them, my bag will get here. It's going to be okay.
It's going to take you an extra 15 seconds at most. It's already 1 a.m.
I know. And I'm ready to get the hell to the house.
I bet you are. I bet those parents
See?
Are too. They're five kids under 10. I'm
telling you, man.
They're about to end it, dude. Yeah, I would. There's yeah, no
these,
chance.
Those parents are probably ready to just
dude.
Leave the kids at the airport and just go home.
Like, you knock one of their kids. I don't even care anymore, man. You can throw them on the carousel.
No, you're right. It just walk down. Like, it's probably just the everything kind of built in together of everyone being tired yeah. and cranky and pissed off and all that.
I think the math changes if they're teenagers, though. If they're older kids and they're just kind of hooliganing around the spit out of the bags, I think the math changes a little bit and you might say something to dad like, hey, man.
No. What
you
if
just
he say like
out around here?
What if he say like nicely like excuse me?
Right.
Like to the kids, like in a playful kind of way or something like that.
Because theoretically there are other bag deposits, and like, why do you have all your kids grouped up at this spot of the thing? Like why
yeah, I mean,
can't
honestly,
you find another spot?
Right.
I get it. But I still side with the parents.
Like, when you have that many kids, you shouldn't be right at the opening
no,
of the baggage.
You shouldn't.
Like get out of the way. But if they're going to be there, I wouldn't even mess with it, which I don't. I don't mess with baggage at all. I just wait until people leave, because there's no reason to. Like, whatever.
You just let your bag go on.
Sometimes.
No, because I don't people, even want to deal with
people
it.
Will stand there and you try to come up and they look at you like, oh, how yeah. dare you reach around me for your bag? I've been standing. Yeah, but your bag's not here.
It is kind of
this
martial
my law
spot.
At the carousel.
Dude.
To where I'm not even there, because some people just make sure that I got to be right there.
Yeah.
As soon as it slides out, I'm getting my bag. And it's not that serious.
And you look at him and you go, man, you're the guy who stood up as soon as we touched down on the plane. Huh?
And they are.
Same person.
They
wow.
exactly
and look at
are.
That. We're both still waiting at the same time.
But I'll tell you what.
You
I
do
will.
That at red lights too, don't you?
Sometimes. I'm afraid of getting shot, so I never say anything.
I do hold back at the carousel, but if I see my bag and it's a really big crowd, I will give the loudest excuse me so I can reach in and get
have
my
you ever
bag.
Had,
that's acceptable.
Okay, good.
Just have
say,
you
hey,
ever
I'm
had somebody
my bag.
That when you pick up a bag, go, hey, that's mine, and you go, no, it isn't. And I had a guy argue with me. This is in the last year. He goes, no, that's mine. And I pulled... Because you have your baggage tag.
Yeah, you have the tag. The tag on the,
from
the luggage.
That prints out from the airport.
Yeah.
And I go, is this your name? And I go, yeah, because it's mine, or whatever I said. And I was just like, what?
There's well, always
yeah.
one
Why
person.
Why would you argue that it's your bag?
There's well, always some... one person that does that, or they're touching every single bag. Like, you don't know what your bag looks like?
Those are the best.
Like, this is a brand new bag? Did
hey,
you buy it on the plane?
I didn't have a pink suitcase. Whose is this?
I did one time grab the wrong golf bag.
Because
we looked just, it looked just alike. I grabbed it, got in my car, oh, no. going home, got a call from a number I didn't recognize, so I didn't pick it up. It called right
Whoa.
Back. So I was like, oh, okay. So I picked up. Like,
I'm ready.
Did he have nicer clubs?
I didn't open the bag. I don't know. We had the same travel bag, so I had to turn around and go back to the airport so we can get the right bag.
Boy,
so
that sucks.
That happens. It does.
May I give an update on the four-way stop?
Absolutely.
Because we just got an email from a Flower Mound police officer.
Uh-oh.
All right.
So Travis in Flower Mound, who...
Not me.
He is a police officer in Flower Mound. He says a vehicle that has come to a stop at a stop sign must yield right-of-way to a vehicle in the intersection or approaching on another highway so closely as to be an immediate hazard to the operator's movement in or across the intersection.
What?
Motorists often take turns in the order they arrive at stop signs. However, if all vehicles have ceased their movement, the vehicle that starts moving first has the right of way over other vehicles that are stopped.
Oh, just regardless. So that's I can just bogart my way.
Yeah, you can just push
through the stop sign.
I tend to do
legal.
That. Like if I, even if I'm last to a four-way stop, I'll give it a couple seconds. And if people can't figure it out, I'm like, I guess I'll
my
go.
Turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
But I am the one that will try to keep a little order. And if you got there first, you go right ahead. But if they're going straight and I'm going the opposite direction with no turns, I'll shoot through it also.
You get one of these.
Yeah.
One let's little. Go. Come on this way with my hand up in the
But who's
in the
air? Dictator of that? Who's the one? Who's the car that has the right of way to say, you, let's go?
The one that decides to do it.
Right.
But what if you both do it at the same time?
No, come on.
My wheel move first.
You just take the glove off, you get outside, and you have a duel. That'd be kind of wild. All right. And you stop in the intersection 10 paces each way. Turn around with those old-timey pistols and the bullet goes four feet to the right.
I've always wanted the glove. I've always wanted to take my glove off and smack somebody
in
the face.
Tap?
Yeah.
Like an old English rich person?
Yeah.
Persian.
I don't think Persians were English, actually.
An old English
Here's
rich
Sean
person.
Connery joining us.
I know,
now.
That's what I thought.
Welcome to The Rock.
You're the man now, dog.
I am I the jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send those am I the jerks in. We usually do it on Thursdays at 10:50, but since Thursday is Thanksgiving, we did it today. It